Versant English Speaking Practice Test 4. Versant English Speaking Voice Test Practice Exams with sample responses, free recordings, and exam tips. Copyright 2022 by Test Prep Guides. Please note that these recordings are copyright. They may not be copied, shared with friends, posted online, or reproduced in any way. Please note, the Versant Test and the Versant English Test are registered trademarks of Pearson Incorporated, which is not affiliated with nor endorses these publications. Part A, Reading, Instructions. Open your test book to Part A of the practice exam. Read the sentences out loud when you hear the sentence number. You should stop speaking when you hear the beep. Note that on the real test, you will see the sentences on your computer screen. Sentence 1. Sentence 2. Sentence 3. Sentence 4. Sentence 5. Sentence 6. Sentence 7. Sentence 8. Sentence 9. Sentence 10. Sentence 11. Sentence 12. That is the end of Part A. Part B, Repeat, Instructions. Now you will hear 16 sentences. Repeat each sentence word for word.
Just relax and try not to be nervous.
Could you explain the situation to me?
Most people really hate public speaking.
I can't stand it when people leave the place dirty.
How long does it take to get to Miami from here?
My short-term goal is to get an entry-level job.
She has worked in this lab for nearly 10 years.
Maybe I should get to know him better, but not today.
I truly feel that working here has been a privilege.
Losing my job was one of the biggest challenges of my life.
Change can be frightening, but it also presents possibilities.
A university professor usually has several academic degrees.
What's the biggest worry of most people who sit down in this chair?
It turned out to be the best thing that ever happened.
That's an awful lot of responsibility on such a low salary.
Management reserves the right to refuse service to any customer.
That is the end of Part B. Part C. Questions. Instructions. Give a simple answer to each question. Your answer should be 1 to 4 words rather than a full sentence. Example. Would you make a call with a camera or a telephone? Answer. A telephone.
Is a discount an increase or decrease in the price?
What item would you use in the engine of your car? Oil or soap?
If you're looking into something, are you investigating or watching?
Which animal would you see at a zoo? A bear or a dinosaur?
Is the North Pole cold or hot?
If you fail, do you do well or poorly?
How many years are in a decade? 10 or 20?
What is longer, an inch or a mile?
To examine something small, would you use a microscope or a telescope?
Which has 4 legs, a horse or human being?
Should you do your hobby during work or your free time?
There are two dogs in the house and three dogs outside. How many dogs are there?
If someone is standoffish, are they rude or pleasant?
If you want an entry-level job, are you just starting out or do you have experience?
A person is injured in an accident. Are they an observer or a casualty?
If you greet and smile at others, are you friendly or cold?
Layla is pushy. Is she assertive or quiet?
Can self-starters do jobs alone or do they need help?
Alan has gotten away with coming to work late. Has he been punished or unnoticed?
Why do you use a ballpoint pen to write a letter or fly an airplane?
Brianna and Robert are inseparable. Are they close or distant?
At a rehearsal, would you play an instrument or file a report?
If Larry is arrogant, is he probably disliked or well-liked?
By chance, you came across someone today. Did you meet them or get upset?
Juliet is really nice to everyone. Is she amiable or forgetful?
That is the end of Part C. Part D. Sentence builds. Instructions. Rearrange the words or groups of words that you hear to form a question or sentence. Say your answer in the time provided on the recording. Example. Over. Get. Here. Answer. Get over here.
About the situation. A heads up. She gave him.
To find. He is struggling. The solution.
It seems too much work that she's been given.
If we could, I was wondering, make it easier.
At the next meeting, we'll be discussed the targets.
And tasks. They could reassess her responsibility.
To know your thoughts, I'm eager.
To restore. Their goal is full services.
Downsizing. Arna. Some small companies.
No doubt about that. There is.
That is the end of Part D. Part E. Story retelling. Instructions. Now you will hear three stories. You will hear each story once, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 30 seconds to retell the story. Tell as much of the story as you can, including the names, action, and ending. You will hear another beep when the 30 seconds has finished.
A group of friends was playing basketball in the park, but no one had brought anything along to drink. It was a really sunny day and it was very hot, but everyone still wanted to play basketball. After about an hour, everyone got really thirsty. The nearest store was a mile away, so they decided to stop playing, and everyone went home.
James wanted to make pancakes for the whole family. He had the eggs, the milk, and the flour. But then he realized that he needed butter, and the store was already closed. It was getting really late and his family was hungry, so he decided to make rice and beans for everyone instead.
Craig really loves going golfing. He has golfed every weekend for many years, but his friend encouraged him to try bowling instead. He went bowling every Wednesday night for a month, and he really enjoyed it. Now he goes golfing on the weekend and goes bowling every Wednesday.
That is the end of Part E. Part F, Open Questions, Instructions. You will hear questions about family life or personal situations that are familiar to you. Each question will be spoken twice, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 40 seconds to speak. You will hear another beep again at the end of the 40 seconds.
What is the biggest personal problem that you have ever faced? Explain your answer. What is the biggest personal problem that you have ever faced? Explain your answer.
Have you ever had problems with people that you live with? What kinds of problems have you had? Have you ever had problems with people that you live with? What kinds of problems have you had?
That is the end of practice test 4.